from the rock and roll capital of the world, Cleveland, Ohio, VR2, Vintage Rock Radio.
VR2 show, and we're back.
Here we are.
We are back to play records for you today, which we always get excited about. I do, at least, Saturdays, because...
Well, I like the one that we just played. That was pretty darn good.
Cat Stevens.
Yep.
A kind of a sordid past.
1974 on that fabulous record.
I was 14.
Yeah? Well, and I wasn't.
Well, just remember, we always have to add, what is it? 10 or 15 years?
You know what? It's just way too much. You know, it's just really, okay, we'll
not
play.
True. We're both very close.
You know,
in
I do know something about this song, though. It's one of the few songs that he sang that he didn't write. This was originally written by Sam Cooke.
The guy, the marvel.
Yeah, oh, the amazing. Yeah, well, I believe that Cat Stevens was an admirer of Sam Cooke.
Well, I think a lot of people were, and he was one of the first inductees of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
And this was number 6 on the charts.
Mm-hmm.
It was 1962, and it was number 6 then, too.
Great yeah. song. Yeah. I'm going to let you drop the needle. You're starting the show with a mm-hmm. song that I love. Here it is.
Okay.
We're having a little heat wave.
It's such a good song.
It's a slow dance.
It is a slow dance. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song. The lyrics are amazing on this.
Always and forever, each moment with you is just like a dream to me that somehow came true. And I know tomorrow will still be the same, 'cause we've got a life of love that won't ever change. And every day, love me your own special way, melt all my heart away with a smile. You really really care. And we'll set tomorrow together. I'll always love you forever.
Always forever.
There'll always be sunshine when I look at you, something I can't explain, just the things that you do. And if you get lonely, phone me and take a second to give to me that magic you make. And every day, love me your own special way. Melt all my heart away with a smile. Take time to tell me
Mike Eunice and Chris Kraus, VR2, Vintage Rock Radio.
If you're down and confused, and you don't remember who you're talking to, concentration, slip away. Your baby, you're so far away.
Well, there's a rock in the distant land, and an eagle flies with the dove. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with, love the one you're with, love the one you're with, love the one you're with.
Don't be angry, don't be sad, but don't sit crying over good times ahead. There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the twisted love, and the eagle flies with the dove. If you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with, love the one you're with.
Save the rock. Listen to recycled vinyl on VR2 Vintage Rock Radio.
Anybody here see the noise, see the fear and commotion? I think we missed it. Anybody here see the love, see the hate be in motion? Don't give me no hand-me-down shoes. Don't give me no hand-me-down love. Don't give me no hand-me-down world. I got one already.
And don't give me no hand-me-down, nothing.
I love this song. I think it's just wonderful. The lyrics to this song are so catchy.
Burton Cummings and the Guess Who.
Yeah, a Canadian band.
Right over the
right out of
our
Canada.
Pond, right over the Lake Erie Pond.
Yeah, an amazing, and it was very popular at the time. Vietnam was happening, and it was very politically driven, I think. But yeah. I really like the one lyric, the lyrics, Michael, the one that says, "Anybody here seen the sky weeping tears for the ocean?"
But does this have something to do with Indians and Indian rights? Doesn't it?
This has a lot to do with love, peace.
Well, there was that whole rash of Indians tunes back around the same time. And that's, as a kid growing up, I was thinking, this is about the red man and the white man taking the red man's land away.
I guess it's a perspective. It's politically charged. You get to decide what it's about.
Okay.
What were some of the other songs they did?
They did Share the Land, which was definitely an Indian song.
And they did No Time.
No
right?
Time and American Woman.
These Eyes?
These Eyes?
Yeah.
Now that's a great slow dance.
You know what? You're right. That is a good song. We have to put that down on our list.
Yep.
Very popular. Great. Hand Me Down World from the Guess Who.
Beautiful.
Fabulous.
Great song. And before that, we heard from one of the Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young boys.
Okay, so you chose this. So tell me why you chose this.
You know what? I love the Isley Brothers version of this, but
This
one is true for me. Rock and roll roots. And I wanted to put some rooted rock and roll in here this time. And that one, to me, really says it's rock and roll, but it's rock and roll soul, because we never go too far away from that.
It's an interesting message. Love the one you're with. I remember at the time it was exceedingly controversial.
Yeah, because back then it was the free love, the love ends, you know, flower children. And again, it's something that marked time in and space. You know, this was one of those songs that really talked about what our moral values were at the time.
And it speaks, too, I think, very loudly that, you know, life isn't fair. The battle is not always won by somebody who's strong, and the race is not always won by somebody who's swift.
That's true. And we're talking Ooh. Mentally Swift.
Honey, we're not talking Taylor Swift, so.
Oh, thank God. We'll never talk Taylor
Swift. But anyway.
And before that, we kicked off a set with a song that we probably both slow danced to at one time.
Yeah, 1977, Heat Wave.
And Always and Forever.
These guys toured the UK first. Usually they start in the US, but anyway, they toured the UK first because they were in the army in Germany, and they used to rehearse, and they wanted to be a band after their their thing was up. So anyway, they practiced in Germany at this old building, and it was exceedingly hot. And no matter what happened, the radiator kicked out heat. It was a wave of heat, even in the summertime. So they called the place the Heat Wave. And cool. They called themselves the Heat Wave. But this is a beautiful song.
Yep. We're going to get into this break very quickly, and then we're going to come back with a mystery song, because you and I have had some, maybe just a little bit of, a little conflict maybe,
yeah,
over artists and songs.
Jeez, Rita, imagine that.
And we should never have too much conflict, but it's a healthy conflict, and I have chosen to play one of your songs that I fought with you over the last
You're
couple.
Not,
I
really?
Am. So Something we're going up. To make peace right after this.
My baby's talking.
And what I want to talk about is your driving. Your jackrabbit starts are wasting gas.
He's backseat driving.
He's up on the highway too. Every 10 miles per hour you go over 60, it's like paying 40 cents more a gallon. Ma, it's time for a change.
I'll drive smarter.
Not that kind of change.
Get hundreds of dollars worth of money-saving gas tips and help the environment at the Alliance to Save Energy's website, drivesmarterchallenge.org.
Can that announcer dude change me?
VR2, and now, Chris.
Yes, Michael.
You ready for the mystery song and your mystery treat?
Mystery date.
Okay, now, last couple weeks
We've been sparring
a little bit over artists and songs.
Right.
And we shouldn't do that because playing records is supposed to be fun.
Well, I know, but that's half the battle, what gets be played. I mean, we get to remember doing that with your neighbors and your friends.
Yes, you hold your records.
You hold it and stand your ground. So that's kind of what we've been doing.
So which one do you think it is?
It's probably one of the Don McLean songs.
Really?
I'm guessing, because I fought like a...
Your obsession with Don McLean is odd.
Now, wait a minute. I am a few years older than you, it's true, but at the time that American Pie, I mean, everybody knew that LP, top to bottom, played it over and over and over and over and over and over. It's a beautiful.
Okay, you've made your point.
Okay,
and
good.
So well that we're going to play this little one. Here, I'm going to drop the needle on it.
Okay. I can't believe you're doing this one.
Well, yeah, because this one...
This is such a... Thank you.
This is the one
so
we had the most
much.
Argument over, so here it is.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
When I see you on the street, I lose my concentration. Just the thought that we might meet creates anticipation. Won't you look my way once before you go? And my eyes will say what you ought to know. I've been thinking about you day and night, and I don't know if it'll work out right, but somehow I think that it just might if we try. Faces come and faces go in circular rotation. Something yearns within to grow beyond infatuation. Won't you look my way once before you go? And my eyes will say what you want. Deaf and blind, 'cause I see love as just a state of mind, and who knows what it is that we might find if we try. You'll walk in a different direction from most people I've met. You're giving me signs. yours to give. Just stand there a little longer and let me watch while you live. Just the thought that we might meet creates anticipation. Won't you look my way once before you go, and my eyes will say what you want to know. It's so nice to see it all work. If we try, we can know the truth without a doubt. If we try.
Save the Rock. Listen to recycled vinyl on VR2, Vintage Rock Radio.
When I woke up this this morning, you were on my mind, and you were on my mind. I got troubles, oh, I got worries, oh, I got wounds to bind. So I went to the corner just to ease my pain. I got trouble, I got worried, oh, oh, I came home again. But I woke up this morning, you were on my mind, and you were on my mind. I got trouble, oh, oh, I got worried.
Recycled Vinyl, giving back radio's greatest years.
The people, but the people let me down.
too, and I just want to celebrate.
Yeah? Well,
the song. Okay. A little Motown rock and roll is what this is.
This is Rare Earth, Michael.
Fantastic band. They had that soulful root to them because of probably where they grew up, Detroit.
Well, yeah, I think so. But I also know that these are kind of like white guys doing black classics, don't you think?
Yes, and you know, if you ever listen to Grand Funk Railroad, they had the same quality. Mm-hmm. And the drummer, Don Brewer, sounds very much like the singer in Rare Earth.
You know what? You're absolutely right. And I also know that this is the only white band ever to be signed with Motown. Isn't that the coolest thing?
So that makes them even more soulful than some of the other white bands that came out of there, because Motown, you know, they got the screen held up against their music and their style, and they passed.
Yeah, you're right about that, Michael. Berry Gordy, I think that maybe this was his attempt to, you know, market a rock band at Motown. And I think this was the precursor to Wild Cherry, mm-hmm. Average White Man, the Doobie Brothers, all those guys. But this was a very soulful rock and roll funk rock mm-hmm. fusion, actually.
It was. And, you know, this was simple marketing. What I love about this is mm-hmm. rock and roll is what was taking over the airwaves about this time. And soul and Motown was kind of taking a back seat. These guys at Motown, masters of the radio and of music and of talent, figured it out.
Yeah.
Before that, we jump back to the 60s for some pop, because we needed our pop fix.
This is a feel-good song, don't you think?
We Five.
Yeah, very much. You Were On My Mind by the We Five. And the woman who sang this, her name was Bev Bivens. She was only 19 at the time that she sang this originally. But what I really like, if you listen to this song, mm-hmm. and you got to listen closely, it's a combination, a really interesting combination of a folk song with a rock sound. This is the beginning of how they came together.
Yep.
And there's a fusion happening in this kind of music. And it was only followed up by someone like the Seekers, of whom, mm-hmm. you know, the Mamas and the Papas, Judith Durham from the Seekers, Spanky McFarlane from Spanky and Our Gang. You know, 60s knockout female voices.
For me, I always thought this was the Mamas and the Papas.
No, uh-uh.
Yep.
What, and at the same time, actually, Janis Joplin came around, but she kind of bent the genre a little bit. But anyway, this is folk mm-hmm. rock is what this is.
Which then took us back to some British invasion. Mm-hmm. The Hollies.
Do you not love the Hollies?
They came in, well, no, they didn't come in the tail end of, right in the heart of the British invasion, number one.
Yeah, they were earlier, too. I mean,
yes.
they weren't like midstream or anything, but these guys, boy, they just took the UK by storm, didn't they?
They did.
But do you...
This was a comeback song for them, because they had gone into a bit of a hiatus. And mm-hmm. Long Cool Woman in a... What is it? Black dress.
Long cool woman in a black dress.
Now, you know, I stutter through the lyrics of this song, and here's why.
Yeah,
if you listen to the song, this is my comment.
Uh-huh.
They are very hard to understand.
Well, yeah, they are supposed to have, this is one song that's the worst song to try to figure out the lyrics to. I guess the 5'9", she's 5'9", or something like that.
Well, no, my brother used to sing this song in his copy band, uh-huh. and we made up a word. I think we made up the word Eepgror. I still don't even know what it was replacing.
That's really funny. These guys also, if you might remember, Mike, The Air That I Breathe, they sang Bus Stop. They sang Carrie Anne.
Yep.
I mean, they really had a fantastic, and I love the guitar riff in this. This was UK number 32, and in the US it was number 2.
Yep.
So it's kind of interesting. This is the only Hollies single
mm-hmm.
without backing vocals, and that's only because Alan Clark was in fact going to go off on his own, like you said, as mm-hmm. a solo artist. But yeah,
there you
great
go.
Great song.
And we started it off with your little surprise, which again, great song.
Yes, thank you so much.
I will allow you the great moment of choosing it.
Yeah, you will?
Yes. Well, I know it's a good choice.
I think it's a fantastic choice.
We started with your Don McLean.
If we try.
And we will term this little selection.
Uh-huh.
You know, this was the
day. I can't believe you did this.
The day the music died for Don McLean.
Okay, this is Michael's way of telling me to beg out for a while on Three Dog Night.
So, you know, we've talked so much.
We have.
We're going to go right into this next song.
Awesome.
Remember the band LTD?
I do.
Here you go. This is the lead frontman.
Yeah. So
Jeffrey Osborne.
And what a voice.
And what a great song. Stay With Me Tonight.
Yeah, this is a good song.
Great song from the 80s.
You got it.
Here it comes.
Enjoy.
Another more. You are on my mind. Taking up my time throughout the day. I try control the images I see. Always you with me. It's in my dreams. You give me faith. Love I can't explain. Fire uncontained. What is this girl? I try to fight, but I never win. Seems I just give in to your embrace. But oh, you try so hard not to say.
Recycling the world's best music, one dusty track at a time.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. Just a poor boy, I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter to me.
To me. Mamma mia,
mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me, for me, for me.
Young girls, they do get weary wearing that same old shaggy dress, yeah, yeah. But when she gets weary, try a little tenderness, yeah. You know she's waiting, just anticipating for things that she'll never, 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 never possess. Yeah, yeah. But while she's there waiting, and without them, try.
a little tenderness. That's all you gotta do. It's not just sentimental, no, no, no. She has her grief and care. But the soft words they all spoke so gentle, yeah. It makes it easier, easier to bear, yeah. You won't regret it, no, no. Now, girl, they don't forget it.
VR2, recycling rock radio's legendary years, 65 through 85.
No, I can't forget this evening, or your face as you were leaving, but I guess that's just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows. No, I can't forget tomorrow, when I think of all my sorrow. Well, I had you there, but then I let you go. And now it's only fair that I should let you know what you should know. Oh, I can't live if living is without you. I can't live, I can't give anymore. That's just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows.
Song, and this is one of those songs that people have danced to for quite a long time, and many, many artists.
This what's interesting
have
about
done
this
song.
Yeah, yeah, your favorite artist has done.
Well,
this
Mariah
song.
Carey,
whatever,
Hart, and Ann Wilson did this.
Yeah,
song.
Yeah, lots of people did this song. But anyway, it was number one in the U.S. and it was also number one in the U.K., which I think is, you know, really great.
And the gentleman's name was Harry Nilsson, correct?
Yeah, Harry Nilsson with two S's. Bad Finger, however, originally wrote this. Tom and Ham. And strangely enough, both of those guys later on committed suicide. And when this song was resurrected for Nilsson to do it, he had a heck of a time making it happen. He just He was partially just against it. He really did not like it.
Well, think of the irony there. Can't live, and the guy's committed suicide.
Yeah, one in 75 and one in 83. That's just so wrong. But it was a big hit in 1972, nevertheless, and it was extremely large also for, you know, Mariah Carey.
Yep.
In 94. And you know what? The day that she released it in the United States is the day that he had a heart attack and died.
Well,
I know,
it had nothing
right?
to do with Mariah Carey. And before that, we'll move on.
Please.
Otis Redding.
Yeah.
Mr. Sitting on the Dock of the Bay.
Yeah, 1967 for the song.
It Try was a Little What?
Tenderness, of course.
Cool.
You know, what's cool about this song is, first of all, I think this is a very soulful version. He did not want to do the song originally, but the record label insisted, and he decided to record it in a way that they would never use it. Well, it all worked out in his favor, and this song eventually became his signature song, believe it or not,
yeah.
And one of his biggest selling records mm-hmm. to date. But this was originally done by his idol, Sam Cooke. You know,
Sam
everybody
Cooke.
Loves Sam.
It's the second time he's come up in this show.
Yeah.
Today.
And also, Three Dog Night did this. You didn't think I was going to get away from
well,
that one. It became, they did it as a tribute to, you know, to Otis Redding when he passed on.
Well, and you know, it's interesting. If you go to our website, you'll see a picture of Christine with Chuck Negron.
I know, right?
Living out a fantasy.
It was a moment in time. I got to stand next to Chuck and have my picture taken.
So take a look at that. You've got to go to www.vr2show.com. So, and before that, we came into the late 70s with this one, Bohemian Rhapsody.
I know. Isn't this a great song?
Queen.
This was number one in the UK and number nine in the United States. 1975 for this. I can't believe it's been that long ago.
Freddie Mercury
sung
his heart out in this one.
He did. This was his brainstorm. This was his idea. He was such an interesting guy. His family was from Zanzibar. There was political unrest there. They moved to England, and he started his career there.
Yeah.
Don't forget, he did this at a time when technology was way different. He did all these tracks, like 120 tracks. He laid them down, then he mixed them. And
well,
I mean, the whole thing was just way, way behind.
Mm-hmm.
But he made it sound so good and in a way that became operatic in his production and his harmonies.
The problem, not the problem, but the irony of this song as well is, this one had a little bit of real life going on. If you listen to the words, you know, Freddie Mercury died an untimely death.
Mm-hmm, he did.
From AIDS. This song is a song that they actually used in the special about him and his life.
I know.
It just played out so well.
And it was also used in 92 in Wayne's World. As we all remember, that whole new audience was, you know, finally brought alive again, Mike Myers and Dana Carvey in their lip-syncing moment and head-bobbing their guitar solo in their car. Great, great moment in history for all of us. But and this was a really long song as well. But
and so is your preamble.
I know.
Because we're getting close to the end of our show.
I know.
And we started the set off, and we won't go too deeply on Jeffrey Osborne, other than he was a fantastic crooner with a band LTD.
I love the clap track on this song.
Yes.
Do
you can actually, if you can figure out where that comes in, you're pretty cool.
And finger snapping.
Yep.
And he's just, this is an infectious song. And I really also like that Brian May of Queen and Jeffrey Osborne collaborated, and this is what they came up with. It's perfect.
Ironic.
I think
very
so.
Very ironic. So, really great song. 1983, Jeffrey Osborne, Stay With Me Tonight. We will close the show right after this with another song from the Fab Four about peace. So, stick around.
Doing our part to save the planet. Recycling the world's best music. VR2, Vintage Rock Radio.
VR2.
I know, right? We're just playing records.
Now, back to Mike and Chris on VR2. Vintage Rock Radio.
VR2 and our little record playing session has come to an end.
We played some great records.
Yes, and don't forget you guys can send your requests to the VR2 Show website, and we will play them.
VR2Show.com.
Yes. So, this is it.
This is a good one.
We end on peace.
We do. We always end on peace.
Set this one up very quickly.
Okay.
And concisely.
The name of this one is by George Harrison, and it's Give Me Love is the name of the song. Give Me Peace on
Earth. Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah, I think so. But what's really wonderful about this, I think, is the message George Harrison always gave us. His spiritual side. He gave us hope. He gave us peace. And he filled our hearts with love.
And he gave us this song.
And this music is awesome.
Which is Give Me Love.
Give Me Love. Give Me Peace on Earth.
Beautiful song. And I will say to you.
Yeah.
VR2.
Peace to you.
See you next time.
Give me love. Give me love. Give me peace on earth. Give me light. Give me life. Life.